The Grand Marais Public Library is a warm place on a cold day, especially a cold day like today. Joining us now is Library Director Steve Harson. Good morning, Steve. Good to have you with. So it's cold out there. How can the library help us make the most of the dark, short days and the cold stretch of weather we have? We have several workshops
coming up in January. That might be one way to get warm. You can come to the library and we'll warm up and learn something new. We're going to have a henna workshop. Temporary tattoos, some people would refer to them. That's going to be on Saturday, January 3rd at 3:30. So the library will be closed and just open for that event. And it's a woman named Christy who is going to be teaching about the cultural traditions of henna. And then people will get an opportunity to try it out and to do some kind of designs and whatnot. So it should be kind of fun. And then later in the month, on the 16th of January, we're going to have one at 4 o'clock in the library, and so that's a Wednesday, so we'll be open at that time. But it's about painting with wool, needle felting and working with wool. So it's using sheep's wool to create landscapes and abstract art. Could be really interesting, might resonate with the community. And then sometime during the month, don't have it really scheduled yet, we're going to do a repeat of the workshop that we had just before Thanksgiving that we said was a tech open house and was for beginners and below. And I've had a number of people who've come to tell me that they really wish they had come to that and they would like another opportunity at it. So we're going to be trying that again. It's not on the calendar yet. We're probably looking at a Wednesday evening later in the month.
So that was for beginners and below?
Beginners and below. And it really is aimed at people who have extremely limited or even no knowledge of technology. Since I've been here, the constant buzz in the community is, when broadband gets here. I mean, how many times have I heard that? It's been thousands. And yet there's many people in the community who don't have even an inkling of what that means or how it's going to affect them or what the opportunities are for them, what they might use that for, how it's going to change their life, not how it might change their life, how it's going to change their life. And we're trying to give them opportunities to learn about that. People who already have some exposure to technology already have an idea, but people who don't have any exposure to tech or who feel like they don't want any, because those people exist too, might be really surprised at some of the things that are possible and some of the really cool ways that technology can benefit them. The people who came to it the last time went away talking about how wonderful it was. And I've had follow-up from some of them that were like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could do this. I learned so much. That was great. Like, just the concept of Pandora and how you use that and being able to live stream WTIP, things like that are really simple that people don't even maybe know that that's a possibility. And then when they find out how easy it is.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, good. We'll look forward to hearing when that when that is scheduled. So what else? You've got some book recommendations for us?
Yeah. I pulled a few things off of the new bookshelf.
Okay.
Not that we have any trouble with new books circulating in our library. But I thought maybe I'd call attention to them because with the holidays, people get busy and maybe they haven't been able to stop by the library. And I just grabbed a few things that are currently on the new shelf and then a couple things that are soon to be on the new shelf. The first one I pulled is a book called The Gurkha's Daughter. This book is really, really highly recommended by Amazon readers. And it has popped up on my screen repeatedly. And boy, has it circulated in the library since it's been there. It's an interesting book because it's South Asian literature, but most of South Asian literature that we get in this country comes from India. This particular book is Nepalese, and it's about the Nepalese diaspora, people who've left Nepal for other parts of the world, commonly other parts of South Asia, but it's places as far as New York. And it's a collection of 8 short stories of people's experience in that kind of a setting. And so it's a voice that you don't typically hear from South Asia. And it's been a bestseller in India for a while. It's called The Gurkha's Daughter.
Okay.
And Gurkha, in case anybody needs to keyword search it, is G-U-R-K-H-A. The next book I brought is a book called Bad Paper by Jake Halpern. And it's called Chasing bad paper chasing debt from Wall Street to the underworld.
This sounded kind of scary, almost.
It's nonfiction, but various reviewers have said it reads like fiction. It's gripping. It's really interesting. It's, you see the seamy underside of the debt collection business, and we've been through a long time in our economy where, what was the number I saw recently? Like one in three Americans has some outstanding negative credit reporting on their history or something. It's like really crazy. And this particular book, the guy goes into the industry undercoverish kind of a thing and really like studies it and talks about how that really works. And it's kind of cloak and dagger, and supposedly it's a really good read. I haven't read it myself, but it's quite a good read. I picked up another one that we bought. This was on the recommendation of one of my staff members, actually, called The Story of Film. And it's a comprehensive treatment of the film industry from the earliest days to relatively recently. And it's, what it's trying to do is to set the films of each era into the context of the time. And it does sort of group them together, and it treats all film throughout the world. So it's like Italian films on such and so topic and how they fit into that time of Italy. And it looks at some of them in depth, and it gives you a fairly complete list of films that are available. So if you've got a topic that you're interested in, maybe Italian films of a particular era, you can go through this book and you can look at, you can get recommendations for other things. I've seen people who've said that this book revealed scads of films that they'd never even considered before, and really considered a good resource for that. But others who say that it's just really interesting reading to see how the various films were put together and how the times informed them. And I have another one that's called The Other Side of Wilderness. This particular book is a local book done by a photographer in Duluth. And his name is Richard Johnson. It's self-published. And it's just a photo essay of where he's at currently. And it just seemed like the kind of thing that in an arts community like Grand Marais, people might be interested in a regional photographer and seeing that. And then I've got a couple books that aren't quite on the new shelf yet, but soon to come.
Oh, okay.
So people who may have an interest. If somebody has an interest, you know, you can come in and you can get on the list early. It's okay.
Okay.
The first one I have is by Peter Stark, and it's called Astoria, John Jacob Astor and Thomas Jefferson's Lost Pacific Empire. And of course, there's a connection to John Jacob Astor here in this area. John Jacob Astor actually came to visit the fur trade up in
Grand Portage?
Yeah, Grand Portage. Okay. And it's about just the whole concept of the fur empire and whatnot. It's a very highly rated and probably very good book to read. And then the one that probably many people in Grand Marais a lot of people in Grand Marais are probably waiting for, Anne Rice's new Prince Lestat. Lestat comes back.
There you go.
And it went straight to number one on the bestseller list when it came out. And it's on our cart, soon to be on the new shelf. You might want to stop by the library, or you can go online and place your hold request on it if you like.
Okay. Well, we have been talking with Steve Harrison of the Grand Marais Public Library about winter reads and upcoming events. For more information from the library, you can call 387-1140 or check them out online, grandmarieslibrary.org. Thanks for coming in today, Steve, and bringing us all those tasty new books.
Oh, I love to come and talk with you, too.
Excellent. Have a good one.
Yep, you too.